Well, Tony, can we have your reaction to what looked a quite comfortable afternoon for you?
No, I think it was never comfortable. It's I think got a lot of respect for Bury, and I've been watching their games. I think they're very unlucky to be where they are, to be honest. They play some nice football. You can see that today. They put a lot of balls in our box. They got quite a few corners. They have to dig in and grind it out, really. But it was a game for us to come here and win, really. That was our only option today, I think. And especially after the run they'd been on, and yet we knew there was going to be a reaction, an intensity reaction from them, and getting the ball forward and competing and making it a battle if they could. But a couple of bits of quality sort of knocked the stuffing out of them a little bit, I think, and we finished the game pretty comfortable. But for long spells, it's a dangerous game for us, but one that we've got over, and we just move on to the next one now.
Do you think Bradley Dack was that extra bit of quality on the park today?
Listen, Bradley is why Bradley's here. I've said to you before, I think we know that's January is, particularly with Chapman's loss, really. And if you look how big this pitch is, Chapman could have done some damage on this pitch today. But we need to add individual quality, because every team's organised and works hard and are physical. Sometimes you need an extra ingredient, a quality and class, to open up teams and make the right pass and make the right decision. And Bradley's got that, but you need more than one. People can focus on Bradley and go up against him man for man with a very athletic player, and it becomes more difficult for him. So if you've got two or three of those type of footballers that can make the difference, then you've got a better chance of winning the tight games.
Once you got that second goal, did you feel that your players had got themselves into a position where they were in you said it wasn't comfortable, but do you think they got themselves into a position where it was theirs to lose then?
Yeah, I think the defence that we've got is confident and got belief in themselves that individually they can deal with most things. Bar somebody, as it was early on, a few slipping on their backside early on, as long as it wasn't a major individual error that we didn't foresee, I think it was okay for them to have a little bit of the ball at times, but we were looked a threat breaking away and could score more goals. But just happy with the points, really. It's when you come into games like this, there's a nervous energy about the team that we have to get the job done. I'm hoping as we go along and the season unwinds, that nervous tension before them games, this type of game, turns into total belief that I can't even see anything other than a win. And the opposition feel that, and they set their team up really negatively and defensively, and we can still win. But pleased today. Just talked to them there about Tuesday night. Let's recover, let's rest, but we're in training tomorrow. Tuesday, they've just won 4-0 away at Plymouth today, Oxford, and so they'll be confident. Just the next challenge for us, the next game.
To come away without injuries and any cards today, that's another positive, isn't it?
Yeah, Bradley's got a bit of cramp in his calf, but I think generally fine. It's important. I think it's only Elliot. I'm trying to think of what it is. It's Elliot Bennett on four bookings. But listen, we as I've just said to them there, there's so many games. I think I'm setting up December's calendar of when we're training and when we've got games and when we're playing. And I think there's a period of 6 games in 13 days or something. It's a ridiculous fixture list coming up, and we have to be ready for it, and everybody will be getting used, and we need to try and rotate around in some of the positions and not demand too much on the individuals. Let's everybody take part in, hopefully we can keep winning.
Have you got that at this moment in time, that you've got some options that you can rotate in certain areas, perhaps more than others?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've taken Samuel and Graham off the bench today. We've got Corey suspended and can come back. We've got giving Rakim some minutes today because I know he's going to be needed, and he needs to feel confident on the pitch rather than thrust upon him. We're okay, I think. And yet, I go back to that individuality. Bradley can bring that, and yet Chapman has been a big loss to us because there's not many who can sit people on their backsides, feint to shoot one corner and put it in the other. It's talent that does that, and roll on January and we can try and find somebody who can add that little bit as well, and have some other options.
It'd be remiss of me not to mention the man who scored 2 goals today as well. He took them both particularly well, didn't he?
Yeah, and I'm really pleased for him. I'd have to say his physical stats in every game we play and every training session just about are the highest. He does the most running of anybody in our team, and it's great when they get the rewards. We played him in a wide attacking position today off the left, feeling we could come in off the back of their right centre half, and the stuff we'd done on the training ground, his headed goal was just fantastic at what we'd worked on, really. And the first goal played inside the full-back and the wing-back, and he ran away and scored. So, pleased for him. Pleased that they all worked hard. They took on the information that we've had this week, a good week build-up into it, really. And so there's a lot of work done on the how we were going to play. And, yeah, good. It's nice to have done the work, the players to make it happen on the grass, and we get the 3 points. We have to, as I say, get back to work tomorrow and start thinking about Oxford United.